swore, and he thought he missed God, and he fell off the wagon, you know? And she said, well, did you ask God to forgive you? He said, 1,000 times. She said, well, you probably had God pretty confused then. She said, he said, what? And he said, because the first time you asked him, he forgave you, and those other 999, he was wondering what you were talking about. Isn't that how it went? Isn't that awesome? Who knows? The fact that when that blasted out of his mouth, his heart went, who knows, that is a good day, a good thing. Forget what he said, how his heart responded is who he is. And if you identify by that act of weakness, then you're throwing yourself into the rest of your life living weak. But if you respond to your heart going, oh, all of a sudden what was normal was, oh my gosh. Who knows, that means his heart had changed. The gospel had come and purified his heart. That's a good deal. Some people miss it and they feel so bad and they drag around for 3 days feeling bad. Blah! People have come to me and said, oh, I'm just this and that. And I'm I said, man, I'm so glad to see you have such a pure heart. And they're like, what? Because they're so identified with what they did wrong. Instead of that, they care about it. Do you know there was a time people did those things and didn't blink an eye? And now they care. So I bet something's changed in here. Yay. And it's real easy then to receive the love and mercy and forgiveness of God and keep your conscience clear. Say, God, that's so not you. That's so less than the value of who you made me to be. And I thank you. That's not even me. God, I confess that as sin and thank you. Don't even ask him for forgiveness, because then you open the question, are you forgiven? And you ask 1,000 times. It doesn't say ask for forgiveness. It says confess. As soon as you confess, he's faithful and just to cleanse. God, I so appreciate you forgiving me and washing me.